What is the Torah's perspective on giving tzedakah to non-Jewish individuals, non-Jewish institutions, non-Jewish organizations? So we know that the core chiv of tzedakah, as expressed in the Torah, first to achicha, first to amecha, the Torah clearly delineates the chiv tzedakah is specifically geared to Klal Yisrael. As much as there may be a nice concept of helping everyone out, you know, broadly covering the world, l'maisa, our chiv, our mitzvah, is specifically towards Klal Yisrael. That being the case, according to Shura Sadin, the original Shura Sadin, the halacha would follow that any tzedakah has to be given to a proper Klal Yisrael tzedakah or individual, and any tzedakah funds which were intended for tzedakah that were subsequently allocated to non-Jewish cause would be a misuse of the funds. However, Chazal said there's another level of chiyuv, and that is, Chazal felt that if one were to specifically give only to Jewish causes, it would cause a certain amount of sinah and a lack of shalom in our existence with Goyim, and therefore, together with Klal Yisrael, we are instructed to take a step and give money to Aniyei Akum, Im Aniyei Yisrael, for Darchei Shalom. The question is, what exactly mean Im Aniyei Yisrael, and what level of animosity are we scared about? All the Baiskim agree that Im Aniyei Yisrael includes, if you have a whole group of people coming in front of you, and there's, you know, five of them are Jewish, and one of them is not, and you say, no, I'm going to give you, and give you, and you're not Jewish, sorry. Obviously, that would cause an extreme amount of animosity, and that would be very non-beneficial. That certainly is imani, that would include in the term imani Yisrael. What about if a guy comes to you by himself? So is that also called imani Yisrael? Because in the broader picture, you're supporting Klal Yisrael, you should support him as well. There's a machlok, the Paiskim, the Shach, and others maintain that Lamaisa does not need to be with a group together with Yidden. Even that would fall under the category of imani Yisrael. And therefore, one should as well be willing to get, one can count some tzedakah towards an Yaakum as well, those who are not Jewish, and give them tzedakah. However, one has to use the seichel understanding. Ultimately, the purpose of tzedakah is not to give to geisha causes, even if they are well-intentioned causes. Nonetheless, that is not the chiv of tzedakah. It's only a lower level because of darchei shalom. And therefore, well, you know, to go proactively and to offer tzedakah to various causes would certainly not be nichlan darchei shalom. There's no chiv of tzedakah, and then it would be darchei shalom either because they weren't asking. There's no, you know, when the refusal to give wouldn't be a display of any lack of goodwill. There's certainly no risk of Darchei Shalom. Obviously, every situation is different. It's hard to make a broad rule, but one has to be a chacham and understanding what Darchei Shalom is. Now, that's as far as individuals. What about institutions? So, the question would be as follows. Many institutions, you know, it's certainly geared towards non-Jewish people. That would certainly be the same as Aniyei Akum. However, what would it be if you have an organization where the organization is a social organization or a medical or a hospital, these type of things, and they benefit Klal Yisrael as well as Goyim. They're not specifically geared towards any specific element of society. So here you have Klal Yisrael benefiting from this cause as well. What category does fall under? The earlier Paiskim, I haven't found much information on it, but I've seen that Reb Moshe and Reb Yaakov both write that this would fall under the category of Aniyei Akum. It would not be full-fledged tzedakah, even though Yidden are indeed benefiting from it, unless it be Eretz Yisrael, where the vast majority are Yidden. But generally speaking, for our practical purposes, the nation, let's say, here at the hospital or something along those lines, would fall under the category of Darchei Shalom and not more than that. However, I saw that Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, that's all referring to an organization where there's allocations being made. And allocations being made to Yidden, and allocations being made to Goyim. And there's a majority, the very good chance that your money is headed towards a non-Jewish or recipient. However, there's some causes where there's a general fund, and that fund is one which requires everyone to have input, and that one result of the fund will benefit everyone equally. Namely, if you have something which is geared towards finding a cure for some type of illness. Now, in order to find a cure for this illness, it will require a tremendous, vast amount of research. That research is possible through a huge amount of money, but once that cure is found, it will benefit everyone equally. So Zalman seems to feel that such a cause, since the only way for Klal Yisrael to reach that benefit would be through using this mechanism, that would be a full-fledged level of tzedakah, and that would qualify not just for Darchei Shalom, but really qualifies a full recipient of tzedakah. He does say that at the end of the day, that's not the same as supporting by Torah or local Jewish or specific Jewish organizations. But nonetheless, it would definitely fall under the category, legal definition of tzedakah, one to give their tzedakah at will.